Initial suspicions only confirmed with episode 2. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Bop, bop, da, da. Yada, do, do. What is going on, friends? Hello, everybody. It is I, your buddy, your pal, your friend, Positive Sean, hanging out with you this good-looking Friday. Jack and Joe already getting a head start on their weekends. Looking forward to a good weekend myself. I got that that new movie, the Gene Hackman joint, that Burning Mississippi, Mississippi Burning, something like that. I have to try to seek that out, as that is a blind spot. I'm not familiar with that piece, but if Hackman's good in it, I'll probably watch it. I like me some Gene Hackman. But the main story that we're talking about today is, one thing, the Wednesday release of the Disney Plus shows. I wish they'd been doing this the whole time. It makes talking about them on Friday so much more enjoyable. Because the new episode just dropped this past Wednesday. I watched it. There's going to be some spoilery stuff in this. So if you have yet to watch it, press pause. Feel free to come back later after you check it out. I suggest you do, as I'm continuing to enjoy it. I liked this second episode even more than the first. Very, very much in enjoying how this series is going. It seems to be getting some good love from the masses, as well as I think on the Rotten Tomatoes it has 96%. On the IMDb you got a 9.1 out of 10. So people seem to be liking it, which I think is neat because I like it. Again, this is the vehicle. Tom Hiddleston playing Loki. Got Owen Wilson playing the part of detective. What is his character's name? Let me actually pull up the old IMDb here real quick. It is doing it seems to have steered slightly more into a buddy cop genre / archetype of a film rather than kind of the crime thriller that I was initially thinking. But I feel like it can also play both of those fairly well and not really have to lean too heavily into the one at the exclusion of the other. What is Owen Wilson's character name? Oh, his name's Mobius? Interesting. I wonder if I just spoiled something. Was that revealed in the show yet or not? Interesting. I may have to do a little deep dive on that later to figure out what if that's got some subtext that I should be aware of. But anyways, I'll just call him Detective, the Time Variance Authority Detective, that is kind of working the case with Loki as they are trying to figure out somebody who's going through the timeline, killing the Time Variance Authority agents. And it's great. The show does a wonderful balance of mixing the silly with kind of the more serious tones of a kind of cop crime thriller. There's a great little scene where Loki is trying to explain how people can hide on the timelines through various chaotic events. And in doing so, just absolutely obliterates the salad that Owen Wilson was going to eat for lunch. And Owen Wilson's little kind of sad puppy dog, oh man, oh shucks, thing just really plays well. And the dynamic between the two of them is really carrying a lot of the show. Not that the show itself needs carrying, but they just provide so much enjoyment watching those two interact and engage with each other. As we learned in the first episode, Loki is essentially chasing a variant of himself, or so they say, one of the splintered, timelines that he has been a part of or is actively creating more of. We actually do get a glimpse of this version of Loki towards the end of the episode. I'll have some more thoughts on that in a little bit. But just the whole world that it's presented in, the little kind of welcome to the multiverse educational videos that they have going for it, I think just are wonderful in how consistent they are with the tone and balancing the silly with, now these are kind of complex things. But I will also communicate that I think to fully enjoy, maybe not even this show in particular, but this style of show, when explanations about, you know, various multiverses or timelines and time travel, things don't need to necessarily make logical sense for me to enjoy it. I think they just need to get to a point of, okay, I can buy that. My favorite example of this is the Jurassic Park movies. I have no idea the scientific viability of finding a mosquito fossilized in amber that had, in theory, you know, bit a dinosaur back in the day, and then extracting the dino DNA from the beak of that mosquito. But I don't know how logical or how plausible in reality that actually is. But in terms of escapism and just jumping into fantasy worlds, it was a great explanation of, okay, I get it. Now what's next? It's best not to peel back too many questions about, wait, if he's there and then they're there, right? Like, it's, I don't think that's the point necessarily of these kind of fantasy shows that play with some sci-fi elements. I think the point is just to kind of see what their explanation is. See if that passes the sniff test for you. If it doesn't, I could see how that makes watching these things slightly more difficult. But if you do just kind of accept them as, okay, this is the law of the land that I'm watching, then it becomes much more enjoyable, at least from me. I'm not going to tell you how you should watch, but I think you should watch it that way. Another thing that I love, the theme music. I think it really sets the, again, all the tones and the vibes, right? It's 2021, right? It's all about vibes these days. The specifics don't matter. How you making me feel is the key driver to a lot of this stuff. And again, this song, this fits the vibe of the show perfectly. I just love it. There's not much to it other than this. Tick-tock, tick-tock, right? It's kind of got a manic sense to it. Has the tick-tock of the time because, you know, it's the time variance authority. All sorts of fun stuff to be playing along with the various themes that they got going on, and I do enjoy it quite a bit. But we'll go on to the kind of the big reveal of the episode, and that is when we finally get to see who the variant Loki they are chasing actually is. This is after quite a fun what's the proper word for verbal sparring match, kind of the giving each other the soul read. Is somebody lying here? Back and forth between Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston's Loki. One of my more enjoyable scenes that happened in this episode, that and the salad one, probably take my top two slots for that. But we are introduced to Lady Loki. Now, this could have many explanations. I'm not sure if any of you have seen or are familiar with the movie Into the Spider-Verse. If not, you should watch that as well. It's marvelous. One of my favorite movies of the last several years, animated or otherwise. Just a brilliant, brilliant movie. The multiverses allow for differences of note to occur in characters, right? So in the Spider-Verse one, you had divorced single dad Spider-Man. You had that's the same one. I almost said it twice. You had Spider-Pig, right? The main character of Into the Spider-Verse was Miles Morales, a black Spider-Man. You know, not the Peter Parker version that was the comic books of decades gone past. So the multiverse already kind of has these allowances of the same character can be portrayed by a different person. And that's one of the things that makes comic books becoming kind of the new mining ground for a lot of mass media, big ticket movie sort of things. Kind of interesting because there is already the built-in excuses for different actors taking on similar roles or playing the same parts. But this could also be, well, for one thing, Loki himself is a shapeshifter, right? He can make himself look like anything he wants to. But the other thing that this has a chance to be is that there is a somewhat notable Thor villain, the Enchantress, who is also Asgardian. I believe she goes by the name Amora, something like that, as well in some comic book things. So, you know, I'll be on the lookout if Lady Loki in future episodes introduces herself as Amora. But yeah, so interested to see kind of what they do with that. But I also feel like, unlike the Scarlet Witch series, this, and to some extent too, the Falcon and Winter Soldier had the whole power broker, who is that person, is it a bigger character sort of thing. I don't feel like this show is planting breadcrumbs of riddles for us to solve. It feels much more like a traditional show where we're just along for the ride. It's not trying to make you prove how clever you are by figuring out that, from one of my favorite examples from Westworld, right? If you were watching the first season of the Westworld and you realized or noticed that some scenes were shot in one aspect ratio and other scenes were shot in a different aspect ratio, you could realize that the aspect ratios were relevant to the time period in which we were watching. So that kind of gave you a leg up on other people that were watching the show. And I see this happen very commonly in a lot of modern shows. The kind of pandering is the wrong word. It has a negative context to it. I think seeking engagement with your products is I'm not anti that, but I do think they are kind of feeding into the subreddit, hey, what does this mean, kind of deep dive things, and I think those are best when they are not the intent and they are just byproducts of good storytelling. But all of that is to say, I'm loving Loki. I can't wait for next week's episode. Gonna devour that one as soon as I can. And yeah, I hope you two are also enjoying it as well. Let me know what you think. You can always reach out to me on the Twitter machine at Positive Sean on Twitter. But other than that, make sure you call your fathers this weekend, or maybe go see them if you can. How about that? But other than that, you guys know the drill. Until next time, let's have a good time.